This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. No U.S. airliner crashed today. No ferry boat overturned. No bridge collapsed. And so, normally, you wouldn't be hearing from the people you're about to hear from, the investigators who would be there at the accident site wearing navy blue jackets with yellow NTSB letters. NPR's Noah Adams tells us what these National Transportation Safety Board experts do when they're not sifting through wreckage or interviewing survivors.
The NTSB has some regional offices around the country, but most of the investigators live in the Washington, D.C. area and work at headquarters. It's on the sixth floor of a building that has some views of the Potomac River and the planes landing at Reagan National Airport.
My name is Dennis Collins. I'm a senior highway accident investigator for Human Performance.
Collins does not have a window in his office, and anyway, he's a highway guy, highways and bridges.
The last accident the board sent me to was the I-35W bridge collapse in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on August 1st. Spent a little better than, around 2 weeks out there.
Dennis Collins is the father of four young children, and finding a way to laugh about his job, he says his time in the field could have an effect on the size of his family.
I joke with my office director that with four children, it would be better if he sent me out more. Number one, I can use the money, and number two, you don't want me that close to my wife for that long.
Back in August, Collins was home watching television when he saw the live report about the bridge in Minneapolis. As he reached for his phone, it rang. In the jargon of this profession, Dennis Collins was thereby launched, and he was at the bridge site the next morning.
Generally, I keep some personal items packed, board uniforms, and then have what the board calls a go bag, which can vary from investigator to investigator depending on specialty. But in my case, it contains some key equipment I use in an investigation, a camera, a video camera, a lot of paper and pens, tape recorder, my hard hat, my steel-toed shoes, all of that. That bag's packed pretty much all the time, and all I have to do is grab it and go.
His most important tools, the paper and pens. Remember, Dennis Collins said he was an investigator for Human Performance. His master's degree is in human factors engineering. He talks to people about what they saw. He coordinates the witness interviews at the accident site and afterwards. They've logged more than 300 so far. Collins spent the 2 weeks in Minneapolis in August, but it's quite likely he'll be working on this bridge collapse puzzle at this time next year, and his focus will stay on the vehicles involved.
Generally, I speak for the driver. It's my job to determine why the driver did what they did. And if they don't survive but didn't do anything untoward or out of the ordinary, then I really think it's my job to speak for them because they can't.
My name is Lorenda Ward. I'm one of the senior investigator in charges here in Major Investigations.
What do you tell people you do for a living? At a gathering in somebody's backyard, and they say, well, what do?
It depends on the mood I'm in. Sometimes I tell them I'm a kindergarten teacher. But if I give them the short version, it's just that I'm an investigator. And then if they show some interest, then I tell them to investigate airplane crashes.
Lorenda Ward, who does have a great view of the river and the airport, filled out a questionnaire in the eighth grade. It was one of those aptitude evaluations. The results came back, and she was told, when you grow up, you should be a reporter or a pilot or an FBI agent. Ward, who learned to fly 20 years ago, believes she's now doing all those things as an investigator, working crashes in the U.S. and helping out overseas.
I've been to Bahrain. I've been to China. I've been to Australia. I've been to Germany, England, Finland, Estonia.
So you're there because it was a U.S. carrier, a U.S. aircraft, or U.S. passengers. What would be the reason?
All of the above, plus if there's components on the particular aircraft that have been manufactured through the U.S., and almost every single airplane out there nowadays has a Honeywell product, so it gets us into the door of the accident investigation.
When they are home, the NTSB investigators have an on-call rotation. When it's their turn, they're usually on for 2 weeks, all night, all day. And their challenge is to show up within 2 hours at National Airport. They go to Hangar 6. A team gathers, takes off in a small government jet.
I can remember a few years back, I was outside cutting the grass, and I didn't hear the phone, you know, because I'm cutting the grass or whatever, and I got done, happened to go inside, and I noticed that I'd missed a call from the comm center. And so, like, my whole cutting grass time, that cut into my two-hour window, and I'm like, no! So, I mean, you have to take those kind of things in consideration. We have lives. They continue on outside of work, and they usually will keep trying. They'll either keep calling or paging or, you know, to try to get hold of that person.
Lorenda Ward, as an investigator in charge, is responsible for the well-being of her team. She says there's a certain look on the face of a member who's launching first trip out, and then differing looks for those who've done it dozens of times.
When we go out, it's the people who stay here. I mean, we've had folks who've worked into their 70s just because they enjoy doing the job. Some of the things that we do get exposed to can be very emotionally draining. But there's so many other positive aspects out there that help, you know, the far outweigh the few negatives.
Ward chooses to live just a mile away from the airport, says it's a big factor in reducing the stress of a launch. It's easy to go home and pick up her gear and get to Hangar 6. She is missing at the moment the security of having just the right pair of boots.
Oh, I used to have a very special pair of boots, but they got ruined during September 11th because we responded to... Well, I personally responded to the Pentagon and worked that until we finished it, and then I went up to the World Trade Center. And while I was working at the Pentagon, because there was so much water for them putting out the fires and stuff, and I was walking in it, that it went over the sides of my boots, and they get nasty. They're, like, all moldy, and I couldn't recover them, and I was very upset. I bought them during the Egypt Air investigation. They're, like, the most comfortable boots ever, and I haven't found a good replacement.
The National Transportation Safety Board handles 2,500 cases a year, checking out air crashes, highway accidents, plus accidents involving boats, trains, and pipelines. In the lobby of the NTSB here in Washington, there's a photograph of a 1908 air crash at Fort Myer, the nearby Army base. Orville Wright was flying there in September of 08, demonstrating the military potential of the Wright brothers' plane. He had a Signal Corps observer in the passenger seat. At 100 feet in the air, a propeller started to come apart. The vibration jammed the rudder. First Lieutenant Thomas Selfridge was killed in the crash. It was the first death in a powered aircraft. It was the first aviation accident investigation by the U.S. government. Noah Adams, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.